Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the Taoiseach is in Washington, D.C. as part of his official visit for St. Patrick's Day, and he will be welcomed into the Oval Office by U.S. President Joe Biden for the first time. It's a four-day trip, and it will see Micheál Martin highlight the importance of economic links between Ireland and the U.S. And, of course, with Joe Biden's strong Irish roots, could an announcement on a presidential visit to Ireland be expected? And, of course, the international response to the war in Ukraine will be discussed between the two leaders. And government ministers have scheduled an urgent virtual cabinet meeting for later today to look at Ireland's response to that crisis. Well, joining us from Washington, D.C. is political reporter with the Irish Independent, Gabia Gadavisceitha, to go through all of those issues. Gabia, thank you very much for being with us. So this is the first time because of COVID that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will join President Biden in the White House.
Yes, good morning, Claire. So it's his first visit to the White House, to America, and it's his last possibly as Taoiseach. So you're right in saying that Joe Biden is expected to officially confirm his plans for an Irish visit. Of course, we know that he's previously said, look, he can't wait to come over. I believe the summer months are most likely as to when he might come over to Ireland. But of course, you know, there is a war raging in Ukraine. That is likely to be a topic that will be raised between the two leaders. So as per tradition, the Taoiseach will hold daily press conferences with the Irish travelling press here. But I suppose the main point of the trip, or the main showpiece of the trip, is going to be the White House visit on the Thursday, which is when we're going to see the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. Mr. Martin will, of course, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will present Joe Biden with the bowl of shamrock as per tradition. But actually the two men will meet the night before, because Joe Biden will attend this Lush Ireland Funds gala.
Okay, this is tonight. Here. So this is happening tonight, the gala dinner.
So the gala dinner is actually on Wednesday night, and then the White House visit Thursday.
And what's on the agenda then for today?
So today, some proceedings are going to kick off with a press conference with the Irish press here. Then the Taoiseach is going to head off to the Irish ambassador's residence here, and he's going to unveil the bust of John Hume, which is, of course, one of the main architects of the Good Friday Agreement. He's going to attend a Tourism Ireland reception tonight, and then also head to a river dance show. So keeping very much with the St. Patrick's Day Ireland's theme. For tomorrow, the agenda is packed also. He's going to give a key address at the US Chamber of Commerce before heading off to that gala, which I think, I believe the tickets for it started about $1,000 per plate and reception.
Now, the cabinet meeting, this virtual cabinet meeting that's taking place today, this was called urgently to discuss the government's response to what's happening in Ukraine.
That's right. So, of course, with the Taoiseach travelling, the cabinet, there's no choice but to hold it virtually. We were even hearing indications of that last week. So ministers will meet remotely to discuss the government's response to the crisis in Ukraine. And I suppose what more can be done. Of course, we've already taken in thousands of people, but the challenge now is going to be to accommodate them and put in place the best provisions for them. I believe there's been over 20,000 pledges of accommodation that have been received through both the Red Cross and different non-government organisations. So there's been a lot of, I suppose, you know, offers made by Irish people, but the challenge for the government now is to put in place plans to actually accommodate all those people.
Yeah, because those offers have to be processed and the people have to be placed. So that work, I know, is underway. We're not sure what the pace is, but it's happening. But it needs to happen pretty quickly.
Yes, so my understanding is that the Red Cross will start contacting people who have made those pledges this week. It won't be everybody, but it will be, you know, the first few people that they might be interested in to try and start accommodating people. You know, currently refugees are being taken in. There's now bases that have been set up both in Dublin Airport and Shannon Airport, where they're met, of course, by government officials who, you know, give them their PPS number and sort of get them sorted out and put into accommodation. But you know, hotels are only temporary, of course, so looking to get accommodated them for a longer period of time, it's going to be a challenge for the government to actually put in place a system where they can be housed and I suppose, you know, put into schools or help find work.
Now, I want to go back to what's happening. You mentioned the showpiece of this visit being the presentation of the shamrock in the Oval Office, but the American Vice President, Kamala Harris, she's hosting a breakfast on that day.
Yes, so Thursday is the White House day, as I've been calling it here. So Micheál Martin will attend a vice president's breakfast with Kamala Harris, of course. And then he's going to head off to the White House to formally meet Joe Biden in the Oval Office, as is the tradition. And of course, pose with the Shamrock Bowl that he's going to present to Joe Biden. But I think it is interesting that, you know, that actually won't be the first time that the two men meet face to face. They will meet the night before at the Ireland Fund's gala dinner.
And at some stage, you're expecting that invitation to be issued to Joe Biden to visit Ireland.
Yes. So even though there's, of course, no official press conference, normally what happens in the Oval Office is the journalists tend to, you know, put a few questions to the US president. And I think that's when he's probably going to say, look, I can't wait to come visit. I might come in these months. That's certainly the expectation from our side anyway.
Okay, perhaps the levity that we might have expected from that occasion and that conversation is gone or reduced somewhat given the events in Ukraine. And that will form part of their conversation, no doubt, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's inevitable that, you know, Ireland's position, you know, of neutrality is probably going to crop up into the conversation, you know, what Ireland is doing, what more it can do to help. It would be interesting to see Joe Biden's view, you know, on that. Also NATO, if we should be a part of it or not. So, you know, all of these things, no doubt, will come up in the conversation. But I suppose we have to see how the visit goes and, you know, how willing Joe Biden is to speak to the Irish press, hopefully. Be up for a few questions, but you know, all these things would no doubt come up.
Gabia, thank you very much indeed, and we'll be watching that press conference in the Oval Office, and we'll see if you get a question in. Gabia Gadda-Fitzgaetha, their political reporter with the Irish Independent.